flowing to work. That's a little nigga.
I said, I got damn bitch, I hit the band one time. I got damn bitch, I hit my man one time. Give me started, give me started, give me started. Give me started, give me started, give me started. Ha, bitch, I'm half retarded.
It's your boy Provolone. Happy Real Nigga Sunday.
It's your boy Roger, you heard?
It's your boy Bobby Loso.
Dex.
Yes, sir. We're going to start this off with praise and well wishes to my boy Astro Killeen.
Yes, sir.
Get well soon, my boy. Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Love, love.
How y'all feeling this week?
Minus the bullshit, life's great.
Hear you.
You know me, man. Glad to be here. Another day here. It's amazing.
Thanks. I'm just blessed to be alive. I'm blessed to be here.
Just love life, man. You know, just love life. Ain't life great?
Make everything count, even if
nah,
it's not.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fucked up, but life's great.
I can never complain. I tell you, I can't complain. Like, really? Life can always be worse. You know what I mean?
Facts.
But speaking on that, first annual Sims giving toy drive this year.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Make sure y'all donating all that.
So what?
But be clear what kind of toys though. Right?
Yeah, gotta be brand new.
No deal though.
All right, cool. That's what I'm saying. Clarity. For clarity, I ask, you know, just around the guy asking questions.
Yeah, now brand new toys unwrapped.
No sex toys.
Well, hold on. But can
come
you
on,
sex toys?
Kids, it's kids, man.
Kids getting freaky about the day, so.
It's crazy.
My bad, I fucked shit up.
What happened?
Now, I was asking, like, can you, like, recycle those? Like, do you have like recyclable sex toys? Is there like a tax?
Oh, nah, see, I don't know.
Nah, that's
probably
crazy. But this is for the kids. Why you got
no,
why
not
you
that. That's my fault.
It's for kids.
I'm thinking about business.
Nah, but seriously though, make sure you come.
Get
oh, yeah,
that's me.
This is crazy.
That's not me. Oh, yes, it is.
When y'all see the flyer, make sure y'all scan a QR code to take you to a wish list on the on Amazon and shit like that. You can order off there, or you can buy your own toys and drop. It's two drop off spots and all that. So
Brooklyn and where else?
It's Brooklyn and Queens
mm-hmm.
right now.
Come on now.
If anybody else wanna want to be a drop off spot or you wanna volunteer to help wrap gifts, do all that other Sims giving shit. Email us, everything is on the flyers like that.
Yeah.
Boom. Halloween just passed. Which I do nothing.
I went to my aunt Halloween party. It was off the chain.
Off
word?
The,
oh wait, happy birthday to my Aunt Jenny too though.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Right.
But I went to my other Aunt Muffy party. It was off the chain.
Off the meat rack.
Yeah,
yo, nah, why, yo, that's yo.
We gonna get there, but I don't know about. Yeah, well, yeah. I ain't never liked that one.
Yeah.
off the chain
was a little bit better. Off the meat rack.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What you doing at the meat rack?
I don't even know what that is.
I sent my girl to buy the meat for the week.
Be careful, son.
I let the kids go trick or treating. I ain't do shit. Just let them go and go get a bunch of candy.
Which our kids dress up as?
Oh, shout out to Tone. Saved the day. Last minute. This nigga, I forgot. Yo, when you a parent, you forget about this shit. I forgot that it was even Halloween. This nigga been telling me all week, yo, you ain't get no costume. This nigga get an ugly ass doll costume that my daughter swore she was gonna hate when I sent her the picture. She put it on, and I'm like, yo, this shit is scary. She loved it. Like,
nah, that shit is scary. I ain't gonna lie. If I was in the street or something, and this dog, scary, and she ran down on me, I'd have jabbed her. Boom, get out of here. I don't know what you're doing.
She was like, this is the first year I was something scary. She always want to be a bumblebee, a princess, or some shit. Nah, she was happy being a bloody, scary, sick-looking damn dog.
She bothered you.
Spooky.
My whole weekend, I was DJing, I ain't no friend.
DJing the Halloween parties and shit?
Yeah, Friday and Saturday was a good look, you know what I mean? Shout out to my brother DJ Wiley, Louis Farber out there,
did
too.
Did you dress up?
Yeah, I was a side nigga.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So what that fit consist of?
You know, it depends. It's selective. this particular side.
I feel like a side nigga is probably like some
side nigga.
It's probably like some basketball shorts, white beater, socks, mm-hmm. and some slides.
But I was a side nigga in the club though, so
and
it was like
uniform.
Okay,
the side nigga, the working nigga. That's what you trying to say?
Oh, side nigga definitely got the work uniform.
You know what I mean? I was happy.
The side nigga is the work husband.
Mm-hmm. Stability.
Oh my God. Y'all niggas doing some science right now. Come on now. Nigga.
Side niggas might be winning sometimes.
No, all the time.
Side niggas always win. That's what he was for all the time.
How did your night go?
You know, that's besides the point.
I'm trying to slay these.
You know what I mean? It was good. It was good, my nigga. It was good.
Into the all of be dead.
So, what was the best costume you saw? What you were saying?
It's between the Casamigos bottle.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one, though, man.
The Casamigos bottle or... What did I say? It was a lot of Velmas. It was a lot of Velmas.
Velmas is... Like, if they put it together, that shit kind
of
sexy.
It is. It was a lot of Velmas.
I saw a lot of no homos, though.
That
no
nerf. A lot of Chucky dolls that I beat and clapped down.
Yeah. Okay.
I seen a lot of Chucky dolls.
I seen a lot of nurses. The Purge nurse or some shit like that. I seen a lot of Adam's Family Power Rangers.
Shout out to my daughter. She was Wednesday.
She was. That was cool. Cute.
She was Wednesday.
She was snapping on beat.
And she was one of them Descendants chicks. I think Audrey or something. She had two.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's like crazy.
We'll talk about.
Huh?
Power Rangers.
I didn't see a lot of those.
I saw Power Ranger girls. Power Ranger girls.
What's the best celebrity one y'all saw?
Rihanna doing Gunna, that was fire. It's between that one and Lotto.
Lotto.
She did Mary.
She did Faith.
She did Faith and Mariah.
She bodied both of them to me.
She Herbo.
Okay, that was good too.
What you call it?
Dr. Evil and Mini.
He had the baby strapped on his chest.
I didn't see none of that.
Mm-hmm.
I liked who did Candyman? Anthony Davis.
I didn't see that one.
With LeBron. LeBron was Freddy Krueger. Somebody had Candyman. Candyman had the bees on his face and shit.
Speaking of that, would y'all put bees on y'all?
I would do that. Don't make me do that for the right amount of breath.
Oh, nah. I'll probably use some Burt Bees paws. You know what I'm saying? A little lip balm.
This nigga's stupid.
Paws is going to get to that.
Yeah, I don't know if I can. I don't know, man.
I'll do it.
Nigga said, mind your bees.
I think the richer you get, the more crazy shit you do.
Nah, it's a fact. You know why I say that? Because you so rich, like, it's a thing, I think, I don't know, it's not a monetary thing, but when you get rich enough to where the shit you think could come to life, like, yo, I wonder if I want to be like, we get 60 bees in here. And you know who to call and you can get 60 bees in.
Yeah, like, don't sting you. They got stingers and shit, but it's like, how do you know?
They're real bees. But if you know...
They're probably taken care of.
Everything with bees, for the most part, and these people that deal with bees and shit, they're not going to fuck with you. They're not going to sting you. They're not going to bother you. You sit the fuck still. You take your photo shots. You don't move. You do your little thing and hope that you don't get stung.
They're not going to sting you. How you know?
He didn't get stung. How you know he didn't get stung? Because this is what I'm trying to... That's why you can do that. Because this nigga got what type of insurance? You think you're going to get stung? Nigga.
How you know he got
Just relax. I would do it because I know bees.
You need to mind your bees,
bro.
I'm not saying no bees, nigga.
I'm just saying that bees, they're not going to fucking stink. How do you know?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because if you watch
a lot of talking about shit, he don't know.
So what about the queen? The queen was there?
All right, boom.
The queen was there?
And the king don't stink. These motherfuckers beat. The king don't stink.
Ain't no king.
Do you ever see when they take... Nigga, wait. First of all, I watch enough shit, okay? What you don't know why I have queen bees and the shit that I know.
This nigga bought one little kid album. This nigga listening to Lil' Kim.
People go out and they catch it. You want the discovery facts or not?
Yes, tell me.
There's people, they go out there and they collect bees. They collect swarms of bees and shit, and they got to change the queens and shit. So sometimes they can put a queen in, them niggas will kill that bitch. So they gotta put her in a cage or some shit, and if she get out, they'll kill her. But if not, there's something. But it was like, if there's one, they'll kill her. But if there's a bunch of them, then it works. So there was a bunch of queen bees. There'll be like five queen bees in a cage.
What the fuck?
For how many colonies?
They're putting it all in one colony.
fuck going on?
Just relax.
He's trying to tell you he knows his facts.
I'm just trying to tell you some shit about bees.
No, I don't want to know shit about bees.
It was what I'm trying to tell you. You could sit there and they could put bees on you.
And they can chill.
And they won't sting you if you fucking chill. If you want to swap them shits and jump up and run and do, then you're going to end up like the motherfucking the little nigga.
Like Martin.
Bro, I just want to know. What's the little nigga?
Did you do this before?
Am I, no, my
then
nigga.
I can't believe this. All right, then,
you ever been stung by bees?
I've been stung by bees.
I've been stung by bees.
It don't feel good. I don't want to have 500 at once. That might be some shit.
Yes, if I would try it, yeah, I would try it for the right price.
You,
yeah,
Ross said no. Nah. You said no.
What? Would I, if I ever got...
No, would you sit there and get covered in bees?
Hell no. What's the point? What are you doing?
Yeah, he did it for his...
No, Big Sean did a video. You can get money off of that.
Big Sean got the doctors if he gets stung too much.
But he going to get paid. He doing that shit to make money. I'm not gonna just do that
they
shit.
They got spray. They got enough shit around. If these niggas get crazy on me, they gonna spray.
And he probably got tested
like,
to see if he was allergic and shit like that. Because if you allergic to some shit,
nigga,
like
that's you what said. Saying, nigga, yeah, but what if you don't know that you're allergic? Right. You trying to chill, right? And one just go up in your nostril and you flinch real quick.
You gotta chill, nigga.
So you gonna
that's
be so.
Hard to do. That's
I'm gonna. I know I gotta chill.
What if you tickle it? Shit start going under your arm and shit.
I'm gonna do a little. The niggas gonna buzz up.
Nah, niggas gonna
chill. Chill.
What are you talking about, man?
All right. Nah. I hope I don't get fucking stung. If I get fucking stung, I'm stupid as fuck.
Now, the reason why I
was fucking
I
think I
know when I was younger.
Right. I don't know shit about
you. Don't know shit.
I'm on here, bloody beast.
I can tell you from my experience.
And this nigga still won't
when
stop,
I was
man.
Younger, it was some bees, you know, young nigga kill like one or two. One get away. Go call the homies, come back. Now I get stung up. They chase me and shit. I ain't with that shit. I ain't fucking with that shit.
That's what happened?
No, that's really what happened. That's really what happened. That ass. That nigga left, came back with like 2-3 more. Them niggas got my fucking ass.
We kill bees. They fly around. Bop!
Now I'm leaving them be. If they
how
not
you
kill them?
How you kill
them?
Simply
to,
that way.
I just try to swat them away.
You just
show
get
me,
some
yeah,
shit.
Show me how you kill them.
Get some shit.
They sting when they feel danger.
Exactly. Oh,
so how you gonna know that you black
so
in America,
you
dangerous?
My little cousin said that and she don't know shit either. Fuck out of here, man. You ain't know shit about no bees. You chill and you not doing nothing.
We
the same thing
wrong.
They say, if you don't do nothing, the dog ain't gonna bite you. The fuck right? Stay there.
Nah, I'm not sitting there to see with nobody
yeah.
dog bite.
And that nigga
dog.
Coming up barking.
Tone used to say that shit though with that big ass dog.
Nah, he won't bite.
I had that my shit was trained.
It was, but nigga, how many dogs is trained? And niggas that
a lot of niggas say they dogs.
Yeah, yeah, but that's why you can't be killing them. You kill one, then niggas no
yeah,
danger.
Yeah,
they go
yeah,
come.
Yeah,
they go
yeah,
come
but
back.
That's, yeah.
But if you kill the queen, you win.
You win.
Like
you,
they follow you.
You know where the queen is located?
Nah,
holy
I don't.
Shit.
I don't got her.
In the beehive, right?
She's inside the beehive.
Okay, so
she don't
move.
She sent them out to do the work.
She only hit the bitch.
So who
so, but now the
hold
people
on, she
that
got
collect
kids?
The people that collect honey, they gotta smash the honeycomb. So they are the motherfuckers that gotta go
with the soup
to
swarm
and they spray shit down and they collect all that honey.
So
and
she
they
got kids.
The
I ain't gonna lie, no funny shit. That shit, I was watching that shit on like TikTok.
No, she don't got kids. She let the best worker bees go in there and fuck on her.
My you lying.
My little cousin
they tried to kill her. She went to school for zoology.
She went to school for what?
Zoology.
For what?
Zoology. So she
some shit?
Who
oh,
gets
yeah,
zoology
yeah.
about animals?
Yeah, she
who
went,
gets
she go to,
bee? Ask.
She
who
take
gets
online
the
courses.
Queen bee?
So ask
I think
her.
She might have did that.
Ask
yeah,
her.
It sound like it.
Who gets to hit the queen bee? Who
Biggie?
Who impregnates the queen bee?
Biggie. Death Biggie. That's an easy question. You thought you were slick.
That's
man.
Not true,
Biggie. Huh?
It gotta
because
be. I can tell you, it gotta be a male bee. It gotta be a male bee.
It is a male bee, but
so
it's a worker bee.
So they have kids then?
A few of them go hit it, and then y'all get up out of here.
So they got
and
kids.
They could kill her. They get careful. It's weird.
It's
and then
weird.
It,
so they
got
to train on her?
Yo, we having a deep conversation about bees right now.
So Bobby,
yeah,
you
didn't see the bees.
Her?
You didn't
that
see. You seen the video where the bees
train on her?
You didn't see the video where the bees was fighting the bees was fighting the hornets, And they let the war hornet.
I'm not gonna fight
you. The hornet was fucking it up, and then all the other bees jumped on it.
You got it with the hornets.
Shit about bees.
Nobody's trying.
Bees, hornets.
That's what I said. We having that deep conversation. We having to get over that.
Bees, fucking.
Word. This nigga start talking about LaMelo Ball.
Now, brother, so he said, we said the Halloween party's off the hook, off the chain.
Off the meat racks, what he said.
My brother said that one.
Now, I'm saying, like, what y'all think old sling like that? Like, what you think niggas made shit like?
The liquor they was drinking. Because niggas was drinking 40s and more and all
that. Definitely probably like old pimps and shit.
Clever. Because we did.
Cisco.
We do the same shit.
Make up our own shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
niggas that have a whole conversation. If you're not in tune, you don't know what's going on.
Like niggas.
Facts.
Psych your mic. What is it? Psych your mic. Psych your mind. What is it? Like? What is like?
We don't even know.
Niggas say whatever.
Yeah. I agree with that. Mic. Like it's like niggas like
maybe it's psych your mind because they psyched you out.
But we did.
You feel like you're
right.
You're
right.
I heard
that
think it was psych your mic.
I'm might have been. But
I got the answer. I'm gonna say.
Hold on. You know how black people always fuck shit up
and change.
You feel me?
You right, bro.
Black. It's supposed to be swerve. They say swerves.
That's timing.
I'm saying, but black people just do shit.
Oh, it's definitely
black person accountable.
Nah, but I'm...
Tiny call you Pro Malone.
Like they said it's...
Stop it. Don't do that. Shout out my nigga Tiny.
Like they said it's Squid Game, but black people say Squid Games. Like niggas just be adding S's and shit on. So
for sure.
It probably went from psych your mind to psych your mic.
That's what I'm about to say. That's exactly what happened.
And that come from niggas that want to be down that don't
fact. Know how to say right. Miseducation like Lauryn Hill. That's what happened.
Want to be down ass.
Nigga. All in the Kool-Aid and don't know the flavor.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. That
what
shit
does
happened.
That mean?
That know what that shit
means. That means you ain't minding your business.
Exactly.
What does minding your business and cool? Where does the
because
Kool-Aid got certain flavors. Kool-Aid could be green, blue, purple, whatever. Yeah. You fiending to be in the Kool-Aid, nigga. What flavor you even drinking?
Yeah, thirsty. Exactly.
Thirsty.
Yeah, I want cherry Kool-Aid. You don't even know. I ain't even
that
done making
great,
it yet.
Thirsty.
Come on, it's the white pack. Come on,
yeah,
now.
Stop.
That's mystery. Why they say you think you all that. And a bag of chips. Like, you just that extra. You get the bag of chips, too.
You get the bag of chips, too.
You gotta get the bag of chips with the sandwich.
You gotta do that.
But it's extra if you want a budget.
Though.
It's extra if you want a budget. That's what I'm saying. If you get the bag of chips, you...
It's extra if you want a budget.
Come on, now.
You might have to steal that,
but you gotta... All right. Since you talk about stealing, can I be honest with y'all?
You stole.
I've been on some stealing ass
shit.
Allegedly.
No. Ask me why he's getting for a
bag.
No, but G shit is real petty.
No, I promise you, it's petty shit. And that's when you're gonna feel the worst when you get.
That's when it start.
I gotta chill. I gotta chill, my nigga.
It's gonna be hard to
chill. Since we gonna talk about that, y'all niggas, these two niggas had me so amped up to steal when I had this certain leather coat on.
No, you had this self-amped up.
This leather coat is called Scootanada.
Scootanada again.
If I go in your store with the Scootanada again,
You getting booked for something.
Yeah, the Scootanada never did. Never did me no wrong.
You scoop? I ain't doing what not.
You'll be surprised what the scoop did not get. You thinking what you think is okay, nah, it's you liable to get a bottle, buy some sneakers.
Y'all should bring that shit.
My God. What about this one? Fruity in the booty and out the booty.
Never heard that one. What's that?
I heard that one.
What does that even mean?
That means you super gay all the way around.
I would think that. I never heard that.
I think somebody said that's some Ohio shit.
Fruity in the booty and out the booty.
That's crazy.
Y'all was hanging around some pimps, my nigga, because...
This nigga ain't no pimp.
Nah. he probably knew somebody who knew somebody. You know that shit trickled down.
This nigga
pause.
Just funny. Is what this nigga
no, but he said, well, how that one go? Fruity
I ain't
part?
I'm done with that.
Fruity in the... I get the fruity in the booty part.
Mm-hmm.
For a fact.
The booty, that's...
You just gay all the way.
Nah, you know what that mean? We're not gonna get too graphic, though. It's a graphic one. I get it now. That's crazy. Anyway.
Step on the crack, you break your mama's back.
Come on now, what's on A biscuit, my nigga?
I stepped on mad cracks on my mother's back. It's good.
It's good. Step on the crack, you break your
mama's back. See, that comes from... So that's lies that they tell us as kids.
What?
Just, I mean, it's a lot of shit. But my parents didn't tell me that. Kids told me
other stupid ass kids told me that.
What's on your biscuit was one of my favorites growing up, son.
What's on your biscuit? Yeah, that's that. Yeah, yeah. So biscuit is ahead. Pause, I guess.
Like, yeah, it's
butter, nigga.
It, but see, that could be a response to the whatever, you know what I mean? To the whatever you call it. What them shits called? What do you call them shits? Phrases?
The slow, not the slow slang.
Yeah, zoology is
we gotta organize it. We gotta organize it so we could. We gotta call that shit.
Bobby said what he said. ABC your way out or
what's hey, yo, oh, son. Yeah, girls used to be mean.
Oh, they had them little jokes too.
You know what it is when Jamie Foxx was out when niggas said skrrr.
Oh yeah, my nigga,
that shit used to get.
My favorite one that still hit right now is my name is Bennett and I ain't in it.
That just rhymed. I think that just rhymed.
It's so
yeah,
smooth.
It's smooth. It's smooth. Shit.
Don't ask me. Don't ask Tom. Don't ask Rob.
Niggas like,
yo, that might be the modern day. My name is Bennett and I ain't in it.
Nigga, what?
Phantom. Yo, Phantom, you was a guru for that.
I was on one. I was on one for that.
Don't ask Tom.
Don't ask Rob. My nigga, this shit makes
me.
And if you know, that shit makes
yeah.
perfect sense. Like,
yeah.
What's understood don't gotta be explained.
It is what it is. Alright, so what's some of the biggest childhood lies they told us?
50 Cent sold his lower sperm count.
I got this question all the way wrong. I'm prepared for the wrong question.
The ones you lied you told? Let me hear it.
I was getting pussy.
You said the lies you told? Yeah, the biggest lie you told as a kid.
I was getting pussy early, but even before that, it was the lie.
Everybody lied about
how many holes it got? When they asked you that shit?
Yeah, you heard the nigga say yesterday three, so you gotta say the right answer. Like, that was easy. Bobby, you said that lie too, though. Just to let you know, real nigga shit on the air, though. Because you did that.
For a long time. Yeah. Long time. Shout out to whoever Shorty is though, because he was tearing that thing up.
Nigga lied on the white girl. That's crazy.
Oh man,
that's the worst.
That's a good lie.
I ain't lying on that.
Dr. Umar be proud.
Boy,
I only lied about it up until the time when I really got some cheeks. That's a long time.
That's about 5th to 10th grade. 4th to 10th grade.
Right.
No, not 10th.
I met you going into six. I lost my shit before I made it to the high.
That's not
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's, I lost that's mine the summer before I went to high school. For a fact, I lost mine.
That's a solid fact.
That's like 14.
I thought that was 9th grade y'all niggas got around.
I
was in Canada when I was fucking 12, 13.
You was talking about
I did have a girlfriend that didn't speak fucking English. That was true.
How did that happen?
But no,
I had a translator. You know, a little kid. She said she liked you. You see the little bitch.
I see what you was on. You trying to get on three of them.
Little bikes. I probably at 12. You can't go there no more. So I was probably 13, and I had to lie like I lived out there and all of that shit.
You said you had to go to camp or some shit like that.
I hated that shit. What the fuck I'm doing in this stupid ass camp? I'm not even supposed to be in here. I'm about to blow this whole
I was talking about like Santa Claus, the biggest lies told as a kid.
Facts.
Then the school system as a whole with the Chris Columbus shit. You know, all
Tooth Fairy.
And the shit they taught us in there.
Christopher. Well,
you know.
I didn't talk about that anymore. Shout out to the indigenous people. I should even call them that. That shit is offensive too.
You don't know what to call nobody these days.
Nah, everybody too sensitive.
That ass. Oh, and this wasn't my personal experience, but when the moms told them, yo, this is your uncle, but it's really the nigga that was busting her
son,
ass.
Son, that shit got it. Hurt
that's
when you
crazy.
Find
that's
out.
That's crazy.
That shit got it. Cause you
don't really learn that until you get older.
But then you know him as Uncle So and So.
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. That wasn't my personal experience.
That's
man.
Crazy,
son. I know. That's.
And take a stand with a man. I ain't uncle nothing. I'm your friend.
You can say that.
Yeah, your friend. You can say definitely your friend. Why uncle? But I thought that they used that term when the motherfucker would like live there. I know what Cam said. But I've heard of the term uncle
when he lived there with them.
He was living with the like he wasn't a step pop situation. I don't know.
That shit got
that's what they
multiple called. Purposes. That shit could be used whenever, however, whenever she wants to use it. She don't feel like explaining. She could say friend.
You probably
or she
be tight at your mom like.
So how could you not?
You told me this nigga was my uncle.
He busting your ass, cracking
and shit. Like,
what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
They in the room. They be in the room wrestling.
Yo, fighting.
What about when your mom told you, "Let me hold your birthday money"?
Yeah, give me it. That's crazy. I'm gonna save it.
I'm gonna save it. You ever seen it again?
Damn.
Nah, rest in peace to my grandfather. He told me he gonna give it back with interest. And then he told me what interest mean, and he would dead ass give it. It would take some time.
That's what the point of interest. The longer it take, the more interest.
That nigga took that shit to the OTB, made it work.
He took it ASAP, too. He got me before my mother could tell me don't give it
to him. Yeah, he took that shit to the OTB.
By the time I went to Ronnie, where's your birthday money? Granddad,
he made it work.
My grandmother.
He made it work. Shout out to him though. He G'd you.
He G'd me.
He
was teaching
you. He taught you back.
He was teaching you how investments work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, good investments. Who to trust? You know?
But that shit that should teach niggas in school and shit like that though.
That's what he was doing. He just doing it his own way.
He just want to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever he do is up to him. If you get your money, mind your business.
That's how shit worked.
Yeah.
But I seen plenty times he win. I seen him win. I don't know how much, but he gave me a rack. He gave his brother a rack. Now they like make 70. Like they old men. I'm like, damn, he a rack.
He came up.
Listen,
he probably never took money from them too.
Yeah, that's how I know. When you gambling, when you fuck, you fuck.
You know what that shit. When you up. Yeah, fuck it. It's play. It's
hate. So you dish it out when you up. So when you know, when you down.
So they come back. Somebody got to be up. It's mad of us.
Chill out. Don't talk shit. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Build it up.
Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, one more childhood lie. I wanna nigga said eating pussy was bad.
Yo, all right, let me squeak real quick, okay? hold on. I'm mad at that one, because I'm Jamaican, right?
Yeah, y'all don't fuck with it.
That's why
y'all
don't speak.
But this is
what I found out. Forgive me all my Jamaicans out there. I'm about to just give them a little game, not everything. But yo. You know why they did that?
So other niggas can't eat pussy and y'all eat pussy and keep the bitches to yourself?
That's it, son. That's really what it was.
Stop it.
Can I say something, though?
Stop it.
Son, that shit crazy.
That's not true. I got a theory on that one, too, though.
What?
I think at the time, when they were saying, don't eat that pussy.
That's when the AIDS shit was coming around and going crazy? No. Oh.
It was the age we was at.
Mm-hmm.
That pussy ain't
clean enough to be chewing that. They don't even know how to get it right yet.
They're not even all the way there. They don't know what to do with that. But that's why.
Boom.
But hold on, you figured it out. Jesus, man, what up?
They told us that it's nasty because they was all out there in the young field eating a bad kitty and they're like, nah, it's no good.
It might not wait college.
Hmm?
That's about right.
I didn't eat no kitty in high school. What? I'm lying. Wait, no.
What he said? Who said that?
The kitty I ate, she was in high school with me, but I don't know if I was in high school when I ate it.
That's a fact.
19.
Yes, sir.
Definitely college.
I think I was in college the first time.
Yeah,
I
made definitely it college prone.
I ate it, it was 19 when I ate it. It was crazy
because it was the one you...
I'm glad I started? Dove into that.
It's the best thing you could do sometimes.
Yeah.
I got another fact that might not be a fact.
It's a skill trade.
It's
a skill trade.
Condoms make the pussy stink.
Okay.
I know where that come from, and that's
condoms stink. The friction, the rubber, the heat. Hold on, Bobby said condoms stink. He ain't gonna say it make the pussy stink. I think if you stinking as breath, eat the pussy. You stink up the pussy.
It's both ways. I see what you're saying.
Okay. You can ruin that pussy for the night.
Got mad gingivitis on you.
But it's the same thing. She got stink mouth and she blown.
I already said I don't want to get blown off with them on the mouth. That kind of make me turned off.
Yeah.
damn, bitch, that spit feel too hot this morning.
Like, she started laughing. You see that black shit in the back of her mouth? No, that's not. It's a dumb.
Nah, that's a fact.
So how do you tell them that they breath stink?
I can't wait. I gotta ask a girl something. Like, a real...
But the condom stink, yo.
Ask it on the line.
Nah. I'm gonna save.
Nah. But you ask them.
Because you know how, like, all right, say you with a girl. You go, maybe y'all go on a date. You go out to eat or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
She knows she with you, so she wanna hold it.
Okay.
So you know you gotta go to the bathroom and shit like that. You may be prairie dogging, or it's, you know, it's close to coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you feel me? So when you hitting it, is that back shot is gonna sting, right?
Dude, I don't know, Tony. You
went
crazy.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You gotta ask this question another way.
I'm saying, all right, so women.
So was it a fart?
No, it's just the back. You back shots. But the regular ass thing, she farted. You told her she farted. You was fucking the shit out of her.
No, wait. What?
You said she prairie dogging.
No, I said she never said she used the bathroom. You skipped straight to fucking.
Yeah, that's what I said. She said she might have to use the bathroom, but you know how women like to hold it.
So she holds shit, but busting ass.
That's why, first and foremost,
she expressed to you she needed shit.
No, she didn't do that. Y'all just went on a date. Y'all went out to
eat. You don't know.
Okay, so maybe she got to take a shit, but now you're ready to get freaky.
It's kind of twisted. I'm going to kind of help you out with something that I do think along the line.
Okay.
I do think, like, maybe sometimes it's possible to come across a pussy that smells like ass.
They got stung by the bees.
Smells like her ass.
No, that is possible. That means she wiping back to front.
He said there is pussy.
That smell like ass, bro.
You might come across some pussy that smell like ass.
Fuck away from that shit.
You gotta wash up because you said.
Hold on.
Me too old. You wild.
Hold on. Depends on how bad you need it. Listen, you need to go take a shower or I'm out.
You already said the bitch that she got a shit.
She prairie dog and she holding it. She don't want to go. The shit ain't go nowhere. She didn't go and she got a shit. So either way, gas or whatever is going to be coming out somewhere or another. You just said that she got a shit. She got to use the bathroom. She didn't do it. Now you hitting it. What the fuck? So in that situation, that pussy might be smelling like ass because it been in her pants the whole time while she's holding it.
And that
ass is marinated, that pussy, and you still hitting it like he said because you skipped to the end of the night.
Oh, I get what you say. All that funk is marinating.
Yeah.
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie.
You hitting that wolf foot, but that Badussi. That's why he said it smell like Badussi. There you go. Booty gang in the ass.
Bro, hold on. What Auntie said?
There we go. We cracked another one. What a gavel. That's Badussi for you.
My aunt says,
booty dick and ass.
She said it smelled like for nuts.
Yeah.
She said feet, ass, and nuts.
Oh, she went berserk. Thank God I wasn't there when she said that. I'd have felt like dead.
I told somebody this shit the other day. The shit me and my brother did, like, son. For her to come in that room and say that, you know how Monkey was going and having fart wars? Like, this nigga fart, I bust her fart back, boom!
Yeah, like, he was mad.
He was mad, shit. Smelling like, yo.
We was mad.
Kids, yo.
She said, it smell like for nuts.
Yeah. Nigga probably ain't showered in 3 days. Yeah, she went crazy.
Yo, bro. I'm not even gonna lie.
I wasn't even there, but I'm just thinking. For nuts, gotta be like the second worst smell on earth. The first is the fucking back of the earring. I can't stand that smell. And the second gotta be the sound of for nuts. That is disgusting.
I give you the third.
What?
Stink here. Nigga, that shit underrated. Especially for the cuddlers.
No, yo, no bullshit. We was in a club in Stony Brook one time. I said, yo, Bobby, this bitch here smell like a bacon, nigga, cheese. Oh,
yeah,
that's
crazy.
Sometimes you smell like burnt iron.
Yeah, because that flat iron burning.
Women spraying Febreze on their wig is crazy. Wow. Spraying Febreze on the wig, bro.
Yo, can I?
Gotta
all right,
do what you gotta do, man?
This what? Yo, I shit. Can I ask y'all a question? Say you out, and a nigga got on some good smelling cologne. Like, you know, you smell good. You know what I mean? Is there a real nigga way to ask him what he got on?
Yes, it is. You bugging him. You bugging
like
out.
Up front. Can you shout out my nigga Fat. This just happened recently. I jumped in the car. He's like, yo, I ain't going front, my nigga. Whatever cologne that is, you smell good and you smell like weed. You smell like weed with good cologne. Like, ain't nothing wrong with telling a nigga.
Yeah, so what about if you just out? It's not a nigga you know. And you know, but you like now. I want to smell like that too. I ain't gonna lie. I like my cologne too. Like good money. I like to switch up every time. I
appreciate you, my G. Okay.
But I want to say you have to see my G at the end. So it's like, yo, what kind of cologne is that, my G? That's it. It's no. Don't be too weird about it.
I don't know.
I'm just not. Real talk. That's the only way. Cause you want to know.
Cause you kind of like telling me smell good. Like
no, you didn't know. You said what you said.
Say your bitch. What kind of cologne
is that? Huh?
Say your bitch.
Oh,
Chestnut Checkers.
Okay.
I'm not gonna be so much of a hard ass person with negative energy. But in one way, it's kind of like what you wanna like. You know, people wanna get game from you. You wanna know what I smell like.
There's nothing wrong. What kind of clothes
that
much?
Like,
if I say like that, you won't like. Don't say damn. I make it.
Nobody's gonna do nothing like
that. Nah, you might though. Don't do that though. Like, just be like, yo.
Yeah, if you smooth about it.
Yo, what kind of cologne is that, my G? Good looking.
Damn. You might throw me off. Like, hold on. Like,
yeah, you gonna tell me. It's no. Nigga, just actually come on.
I might rather make up a whole situation. Like, yo, goddamn, my G. I had that shit a minute ago. You're right, Phantom.
It's not that
deep, man. I forgot what it's called. What that shit called again?
That's like a nigga complimenting your car, bro. I ain't gonna front your car. Fine, my nigga.
But it's telling a man he smell good, sus?
No, you don't have to tell me he smell good. That's why you ask him.
Are you so close to be smelling me, my G?
Yeah, I would say you smell good.
Some people cologne is strong, so you can be over there and you can still smell it.
You're gonna smell it, nigga. Like a lot of that. You're gonna smell it. Certain shit like that.
You just don't acknowledge it because you're a man.
So tell another man. So tell another man you smell good. Sucks.
If it's your homie,
it's questionable behavior.
If it's a stranger, you kind of going out there on a limb.
If it's a
habit. Your man's, he handsome, sus? Yes. No, your man.
Yeah. Like saying the word, you're handsome?
Yes. Yes.
If he doesn't, if he's one of those, if your man's has low self-esteem.
Yeah,
You good, bro. I don't have to be bothered.
Okay.
I'm not bothering with you. If I had a friend that felt like he was ugly and shit like that,
It's all about the context. I'm not about to just randomly say that.
Serious, bro.
You know what I'm saying? We talk about women.
No. You're not asking me that. Continue.
You know what I'm saying? A nigga like, I be having trouble with the ladies. My nigga, you say he got low self-esteem. Like,
yeah.
Are you good, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
You can tell a nigga, yo, you good.
Yeah.
Don't tell him, yo, my nigga, you kind of handsome.
That's crazy.
So you point out his attributes, real nigga.
That's
crazy.
Point out his attributes, my real niggas. Let me know what's great about me because there's a lot of suicide, you know, seriously, to people that be doing shit.
It's okay to tell a nigga he ugly, though.
It's definitely okay to tell a nigga he ugly.
Yeah. Why?
That's negative.
I would tell every nigga he ugly.
Why?
Nigga said that anyway. Just so, like, you ugly, nigga. Like,
you an ugly nigga.
Like,
yeah, that's okay.
See, y'all going too far now. Because some niggas that you know damn well is dead ass ugly. Mm-hmm. You say it to them, there's no back talk, nigga. Stop talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, a lot of
but niggas do call niggas pretty though.
That's always bad. Come on.
But niggas do call niggas pretty though. Like, he's some pretty boy ass.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying, but niggas do call niggas pretty though.
Yeah.
These niggas think you're a pretty boy. Or you
nowadays, people need to pay attention to ugliest behaviors, not physical appearance.
Talk that shit, my nigga.
What book is that?
The book of Bobby Loso.
Yeah, there we go.
A chapter.
Ugly is this behavior. Let's clean it up, people. Let's show some love, all right?
Now, there's ugly.
That's the chapter, and I could have been a model.
There's some ugly There's some ugly people around.
Yo, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all niggas is some different kind of friends on this earth. This nigga said, that's the chapter of I could have been a model.
No. I was thinking that the whole time, but I was like, I wasn't going to fool you.
Oh, man.
But you my man. You ain't model material.
Nah. See, that's the way of calling a nigga ugly. But you not calling him ugly.
Nah, Bobby not ugly.
Uh-huh.
He's not an ugly man. What is he if he ain't ugly man?
Listen, man.
He's Bobby Loso.
Listen, man.
Yo.
Hey, listen. The power of the world of God. What? I ain't even asking for that. Watch what they make them do. Watch. I'm be getting
back. Oh, like, yeah, the GPS rerouting.
Because I'm into the Wendy's that ain't there.
Because my mind is elevated like that. So, shit. If I do end up doing some modeling shit that I had no idea that I did, because Rob was saying that I can't.
But you don't got to be.
And it's like.
You don't gotta be handsome to model though, cause there's some ugly, you know what I'm saying? I think ugly is a part ugly, of modeling.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Some art is ugly.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Could be having some models like that shit ugly, but it matches what they got on. What they got on ugly too. So
but the
sense.
Lines could be precise, not straight.
I'm gonna give me a modeling gift.
What, bro?
Fuck you, bro.
I guess it's my turn after. I don't
what
know.
What the fuck did Rod just say?
Niggas is
the lines don't gotta be straight. They I keep holding this empty ass cup.
Explain that to me, please.
Bobby Hairline.
Precise?
They're not straight in the way we want it to be.
Wait, it still looks good on him.
Sure look good on you.
Like, y'all niggas understand. He took it this. I'm joining the... Yeah.
Oh,
that's art. So you can't say... I can't say he's too ugly to be
a... Nigga on his Lloyd Banks starting up shit.
No, oh, my niggas. Y'all don't understand.
I give him what I'm trying to say. It fit.
It don't gotta be my ideal of handsome. I'm handsome. Bobby might think I'm ugly.
That's what you might think.
Right? Yeah. That's what I said. Beauty's in the eye of
the
beholder.
Let's get the women involved, though.
Okay, we're gonna play Fine Ugly, nigga.
I ain't never been him.
Fine Ugly.
Never
nigga.
Was.
That's not a fact.
What?
That's not a fact.
That time she
that's
did that.
That's not
bullshit.
A fact. That's not a fact.
I wasn't the ugly
that's
nigga.
That's not a fact.
I wasn't the
that's
tattoo
not a fact.
Nigga.
And that's not a fact so much that you still talking about the wrong time when you was the ugly nigga.
Ooh, wee.
You're bringing your time.
Nigga, you was that.
Yeah,
they told me you was
ugly.
Now it was you.
No, what? I'm just saying.
That had to be a bitch.
That's just what they
it was favoritism.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about real shit, like a real woman of the street. I will never be that guy.
I'm always ugly after the relationship.
Well, that's just how you feel.
No, that's how I feel. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
How
chill. You know what I mean?
It's not.
Yo, but you ever hit something, right? Like, she cute and then you hit it and she not ugly no more? I mean, she ugly now? You understand? Like, she was fire.
Actions do make people ugly.
But not like,
I know what you're saying. You like something till you get it.
Maybe I lusted something.
Yeah, it's lust.
It could be sour.
So lust is gold. The lust is crazy because you could clip something and then after it's done, you're like, yo, I'm
because mission accomplished.
Yes, sir.
Mission accomplished.
All the time.
No, it's not even it that far. Not that
like,
mission
what is
accomplished.
That?
It's that mission accomplished and you did too much.
Like, you did too much?
Too much.
Yeah. But how did they look good though? What you know what I mean? You understand what I'm trying to say?
Liquor.
You was high on shit.
You was in the heat, nigga.
You was under the, yeah.
You that shit is heat. Wicked.
You had your blinders on. You was horny.
Mm-hmm.
You was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You lowered that standard a little bit.
It was late at night.
Mm.
And you made it happen, Captain.
That shit crazy, son. And you wake up like, whoa, wow. This did not happen. Uber outside, son.
Ain't no waking up. If it's a Booger Wolf?
I'm out of there. Nah. Soon as I'm done, I'm out of there.
Lay it at night.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to him. You done said I do bad. You did bad. You got a bad record too, nigga. The Stinky Pinky's out of pocket.
Come on, that was young, my nigga.
So a lot of this is all right.
That was like my second body, my nigga.
That
like, what?
Because
come on now.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
Hold
it wasn't.
Now.
It wasn't.
Hold
it was not. It was ruled out that it was a bad day.
Tiny just blasted me respectfully. He said, I had a bitch with a bad tooth and I loved her. I never loved her.
He might be right, though.
I never loved her, Tom. Don't jack that.
Who started the toilet teeth name with?
Damn. Where it started?
Yeah.
That was bullshit. Nobody ever smelled. No, wait a minute. I don't know. I'm lost now. Because it was, you know, woman that, That where you at?
I'm over there with the cereal box.
Yeah.
Okay now.
I don't think he there though.
Okay, I'm just. Long as you can. Don't ask someone on X Rod.
That's why people know that. Cause that was an inside. You know, that was inside the North Face in the smoke, nigga.
I'm just saying though.
Only
just
me and you know while we hollering at that from distance.
Okay.
Yo.
Would y'all rather a girl call you broke? Or tell you that your dick is whack or little,
bro? I never had to experience the little part. That's something that if
I'm just saying, or little, because yeah, either one, like, you know what I mean. So yeah. You rather call you bro, or in your case, your dick whack.
Whatever's the truth. If I'm broke and my dick whack, that might be the worst.
If it's the combo,
damn, that's crazy.
But just, I feel like, just I'm not going like you can't be broke with back dick.
But that's her fault. That's her fault if that happened.
I'd rather be worse. You tell me my dick whack.
That's definitely her fault.
Like,
that depends. Cause if you gave a whack performance, you like whatever.
Broke is your dick whack. Ain't much you could do about that. Shit, just you can't do,
as much
you can't
as
do shit.
Shit.
You
can get a better job if you ain't want to do something.
And no,
you,
no. The rule is your dick is whack. You didn't try.
Like that's what I'm trying to say. Your dick don't got
and it. Then I guess
you wasn't giving your broke. Best. You know what I mean? You just gave her whatever that guy. Whatever.
No, you gave her your best. It's whack. It can't be. It can't be halfway.
What is the
your
truth?
Your shit is whack. There's no way around it.
When it's the truth, it hurts.
When it's the truth, it hurts.
That's it. That's it. Regardless, your shit whack, and you was trying to do your best. Her, and if you was really trying to make it work and you ain't had a bread and you broke, this shit feel away.
I ain't gonna lie, I'd rather go me broke.
I said that though, bro. Definitely, bro.
Bro, you can change.
That's you can change, bro.
But you can change my dick, though.
You can change, broke. You can change, broke. And a bitch ain't gonna never really know what I got because I don't spend money on you or do certain things with you that don't mean I don't got it. You feel me?
So only way you could change this, you know what I mean? You gotta just, if you gave her a bad stroke.
She could be saying you got a bad dick because you keep fucking up the bitches and then she don't got nothing bad.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's subjective.
Little dick is always.
Little dick is.
They say little for everything. Your little friends, your little, like, you know what I mean? That's just they.
But there are some men in the world that have, like they wasn't blessed, so.
I mean, yeah, we're not talking about those. We just talking about, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, unfortunates. That's, like, we can't, I don't know. I'm not speaking on another
way. They done shrimped out.
Hey, listen, that's not my concern.
Niggas, bad dick report.
I did not want one of those.
Oh, shit.
What's going on?
Tiny's going wild in here.
Right? Really wild.
Tiny said, I got a BDR. I got BDR. Never no LDR.
Nigga, Tiny's wasting it up.
You ain't say that. You say spicing it up. You know what I mean? So, is there a way to age but not get old?
Yeah.
Spiritual.
Snapchat.
Filter.
Mm-hmm.
Surgery.
Okay.
No, I just mean like, I guess y'all seen, because like, fucking like Martin Lawrence and had a comedy show the other day and them old niggas was looking old, like.
Okay.
Oh. So,
them niggas 50 plus, my G.
Yeah, but.
You gotta look it.
I mean, it's 50 plus year old niggas, they dye their beards and shit. I guess if you care, then you gonna do what you know what I mean?
I'm hearing the women say, respectfully, they want salt and pepper now. Some salt and pepper.
I'm not gonna
shit
lie to you. I like the salt and pepper. Like I always.
I don't like that shit.
I always wanted the salt and pepper joint.
The salt and pepper.
I always wanted the salt
like
and pepper.
You like your salt and pepper?
What'd you say?
You like salt and pepper, bitch?
Nah, what you said, bro?
Yeah,
pepper. What you talking about?
Gray hair is gray and black. It's salt and pepper.
Y'all niggas is talking some old school.
I got a salt and pepper, bitch. I just cut it.
Yo, nah, Phantom, didn't you?
I'm wondering why you
didn't you no have a shorty that had salt and pepper on pubes?
Yo, that shit was like the wildest shit in the world.
I don't even like pubes.
Yeah, like, it was crazy.
It was salt and pepper.
Yep, definitely. That's the first and only I ever seen. Older than me.
Why her pussy stressed?
Word of mother, like
freak that shit down.
That's probably why.
Niggas killed it.
Down.
Oh, that's up. Niggas said, "Why her pussy stressed?" Oh niggas. My god.
Somebody killed the pussy.
That's crazy.
Stressed it all the way out.
Beat the pussy. I didn't think about that. Gray hairs.
None of my
that's a bar. That's a bar.
Killed the pussy.
That's a bar.
That's a 2 Chainz. Don't steal the shit.
That's a 2 Chainz bar for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Hey. Somebody done stressed the pussy out. Yeah. For real.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's them stressful pussy.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about the... Yeah, I seen they had a march for niggas with little dicks.
What?
LA. I heard about that on it's the radio.
It's called the Small Dome. I don't know if it's
called Charlamagne was talking them. About that shit.
Because okay. they want people to stop bashing them and shit like that. Like,
but what the fuck they going to do? Like, what the...
it's not... Is it bashing if they telling the truth?
I'm pretty sure there's women out there who going to just...
Keep going crazy on them.
Nah, that's just gonna come up and just fuck all of them.
Some of them little niggas is stressing, killing the pussy though. They know how to. They know what they doing.
Eating it.
Okay.
They banging it with hip. Mm-hmm. Bad hip muscle.
That's stressing the pussy. Yeah, that's bad banging.
If you little, you got some girth. Pause. Like if you got some girth, but you can do something.
I don't know what that word mean.
Thickness.
Thickness. Ooh. Width. You could do some shit. The more width you got, the less length you can
I
have.
I like this talk.
Me either, bro.
You asked a question, though.
A question.
You said, what's good? That's how I got to that level.
I exited. I left that chat.
Reroute. Alexa, get me the fuck out of here.
But I do know I heard some chicks, sometimes they say, like, you could be big for nothing.
Yeah, that's why you could get a BDR under any bad circumstance. It's not an LDR, BDR.
What's an LDR?
A little dick report. You can have a bad dick report.
So you can have a BDR and an LDR. That's told me crazy.
They
kind of imagine.
They would probably rather, like.
I guess a win is a win.
Like.
It don't matter how much dick she's seen or what's the range of dick she's seen.
Yeah, that's a lot too. That's a guy.
And a preference. It's still a preference too. And how you fuck. Because there's a lot of women that say there's niggas with big ass porno dicks. Because niggas be trying to act like they got porn or not. So I'm talking about the main dingo niggas. They
he's like crazy. He's even right.
Bobby's views is not those of this podcast.
I think
it's
insane. Dingo.
Y'all know Bobby very descriptive and shit like that.
Other than that, you got meats you could kill. But that's what I'm saying. It's like they'll tell you this, you can have a bad dick report. With you can't just walk in there and think you're gonna kill with whatever you got. You gotta put the motion in, basically.
Y'all don't watch Insecure. No? Y'all watch Insecure?
I never watched it. Like
Issa Rae, you know who Issa Rae is? It's her show on HBO. Mm-hmm. It's a series.
It's packing Bobby up.
it's the last season or whatever, but the last episode, she was about to have sex with a nigga.
And start crying?
And she started crying before.
I should have been tight.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
I should have been tight. That
was my question. Like, what you doing?
I should have been tight, man.
My dick was mad hard. You started crying.
I should have been tight.
Yeah, I'm like, I
so, I'm
that's weird. So they kissing and shit. And then in the middle of kissing, she just started crying. First, like, she's about to cry. First of all,
she initiated it.
She did.
He was going dip.
Yeah, she did. She said, you stay.
She said, you stay.
The night.
I got something to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign of trauma. Go ahead.
So when we had the drop,
mm-hmm.
buckets from the hood.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, real nigga. I told both of y'all niggas. I told all y'all that was around me, yo, bro. Every time she sucked my dick, she cried.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time I had to ask, I couldn't take it no more. I said,
was it crying or was it like you know?
It was no sound. It was just tears.
Yeah,
bro.
But bitches suck dick today, tear. And nose is
now that I'm grown. Now that I'm older, that's what was happening. But with the finals, I said I can't do this shit no more. I said, yo, like, do you not want to do this? had to get to the bottom. We had the intervention. She's like, no, it's not that. Don't worry about it. And I just never thought about it no more. Yeah, fuck it. It actually started turning me on. I was like, yo, my niggas. She blowing to the
what you doing? You about to get crazy with the joint and she just stopped crying.
I don't play that shit.
Yeah, that's gonna turn me the fuck off.
What the fuck is she crying for?
Yeah, what's
I think she was crying because she was like, it was like after a break, like she wasn't really over her breakup and shit like that.
It's time to get out of there.
Alright, yeah, so I'm done. But no, you really, really want me to stay? Alright, turn
he
around.
Stayed.
Are
he
you
stayed.
Gonna cry?
While he didn't want to stay.
He stayed.
He didn't want to stay though.
And then while she was asleep, he got out of there.
Yeah, he politely left.
He fucked?
Nah.
Oh yeah, you can't fuck. Oh, that's what fucked it up. I could stay until she falls asleep and dip if I think she's
nah, you're not right. I'm out. I'm older than
that. He played a chess move, though.
Yeah, in that situation,
he left the invitation to come back when she good.
In that situation, it's like, I'm not... You sitting here crying and shit while you doing this. You fucked up in the head.
I scream therapy.
I'm in more time.
I'm going to tell you this.
Because if I don't,
Because he wanted to leave.
Facts.
He probably could have got some more other coochie.
Come on,
she said stay. So now that you stayed and you pull this bullshit, oh, I'm mad as shit now. You done fucked up my shit.
Yeah, turn to the throat goat.
Ow. As soon as she kissed it, I would have dipped. After that,
start
I'm out.
Crying, my G.
And she crying. All right, I'm out now.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. That shit was crazy. I started dying laughing when I seen that shit.
What I learned about women recently is you just be real. Like, listen. I don't know what's going on, but you crying and I feel uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is my new favorite word.
That's a good
Nobody could be mad at you for being uncomfortable. You acting weird.
That's how you feel?
I feel uncomfortable.
There's nothing wrong with that.
My anxiety's acting up.
Yeah.
My anxiety is real for this nigga, my nigga. When we went in that motherfucking garden,
nigga, it's
and he seen all these people. Like, I guess post-COVID anxiety is the real thing.
Right.
He started seeing all these people, right? I go through security. Then I turn around, I see Rod like this. I'm like, boy, you smell shit. What the fuck are you doing? Boy, I need a mask.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this nigga's bugging. So now we in there, we smoking this shit. Like, boy, I ain't gonna lie. My shit going crazy, like. I'm like, boy, you just dealing with, like, that's just, you got your anxiety going crazy.
I saw somebody getting wheeled out.
Somebody did get with that.
That's all the bullshit. See, that's why I'm
like, shout out shit. To Ice Cube, real nigga. He ain't vaccinated. He turned down $9 million.
Yeah,
from a movie.
They still hiring
that shit.
Was $9 million?
They still hiring.
That's what I'm saying. But I feel like because niggas were saying like Kyrie gonna come back. I'm like, nah, Kyrie see niggas like Ice Cube turning down bread. He gonna stand tall.
Kyrie might be losing more than that.
About to say
I'm
that.
Saying, but I'm just saying, he's just gonna feel better. He gonna feel better about it.
$384K.
I think they said it's $36 million or some shit like that.
Don't matter.
So he feeling better about it.
I think I stand with Kyrie. Kyrie doing the right
thing. I don't stand with none of the motherfuckers. Y'all do what's best for y'all. Y'all, I'm saying.
Yeah, you come from it. You come, you dealt with COVID and shit. You dealt with something real. So. You're gonna have a different sort of view.
It's just like.
Kyrie clearly said, yo, if you don't do it, I support you. If you do it, I support you.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
Kyrie, I support you.
I'm not getting too
invested. And then now y'all see the with the New York City mandate, the city workers, they laid off like 9,000 people and they can't.
They not gonna fuck with us, Tom. I'm not fucking with it.
But just last year, the police and shit was like comply when we was protesting about George Floyd and shit. Not me, because I wasn't outside. Mm-hmm. But now they protesting.
But how they protesting is turning out. Simple, organized, not...
Who knows?
They don't even know.
Who's
going to
the police?
They're not even showing us.
Mad niggas is going out on leave right now anyway.
Yeah, everybody's taking leave. If you got time... You probably taking your leave
before they put you on unpaid leave.
Everybody else, you're on unpaid leave until you get vaccinated. Right
here, mm-hmm.
John Walker.
So some of them is probably like, fuck it, put me on unpaid leave.
This shit might be
and
the
then
replacement.
I'm gonna just use my leave whenever I want until this shit blow over. I just seen they said Suffolk County hiring mad police.
Everything,
field right now they hire if they mandating shit, they hiring OD.
Fetty
Wap.
Off Academy, they hiring and stuff. They about to put.
Bro, Malau was out here this weekend.
Yeah. They locked Fetty Wap ass up. That's a ESTG or some shit like that.
His the whole crew.
His crew.
Wait, Home Fat, you probably, yo, that's crazy. It was out here?
Yeah, Shea Stadium.
Brother, I was out here. They locked Fetty Wap at Shea Stadium.
No, when you said out here, I'm thinking you mean, yeah, my fault. I'm about to say, that's the case. That's why they greenlighted out here.
Charges is coming from out here, though.
Of course.
Because I think they said the main house is in Suffolk County.
Suffolk County. Oh, he has something to do with the main...
They transport the hub.
That's why they saying L.I. Because the main shit is Suffolk County.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then
that's why they like the ass up. You know that.
It's been like that out here. It's dope food.
Yeah.
All that shit.
It's the fentanyl. It's fentanyl. They, nigga.
Yo,
nigga.
It's a sting out
here. Fentanyl is killing niggas right now. For sure. BK Tidalwave. Y'all know who that is?
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
She died. I don't know what it was from, but I'm going to assume it's an overdose. And because she got a lot of videos.
Because you make an ass out of
yeah, but stuff. She got a lot of videos that's surfacing now. And she talking about, oh, I can't wait till I get to heaven. I know Whitney got the coke up there. I just want to get high.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm thinking. Because fentanyl is killing a lot of people right now. Overdose and shit like that. So... And fentanyl, you know what I mean?
And then the nigga said
Fetty, fentanyl. Y'all niggas is bugging right now.
Fentanyl.
Why? Like, pause.
That's what it died. That might be the name came from.
Fentanyl give money.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying, my nigga.
Don't ask Tone, don't ask Rod. Oh, my God. That's pretty obvious.
If you get the Fetty, you get the wine.
That's pretty obvious, but damn, don't give that to them, because you just gave that to that bitch.
Hmm?
You know who that bitch is? That bitch is that prosecutor bitch. She gonna sit up there and she gonna read a bunch of bullshit. No, I'm just saying, the prosecutor bitch that's going to deal with Fetty Wap. And she going to say, oh, Fetty Wap, a.k.a. Fentanyl, get money. Don't put it, you know what I mean?
Now, all right, before we get out of here, I want to give some flowers to the Wu-Tang Chronicles. That shit is fucking fire, my nigga.
Always been.
That shit might be the best shit that came out, and I don't know... Nigga,
what makes it so great?
Nigga, every time I watch that shit, nigga, I get the chills, and I don't know why.
You love it.
I love it.
I think it's a great
show. It's taking you back to a time that niggas never ever tapped into.
And it's like,
we wasn't around.
We was babies.
The decide when they exaggerate the imagination into the film and all that.
Yeah, like, it's a real story, and the way that they... Like, even
I
when
that shit is...
RZA was in the studio and the shit that's playing in his head, they got the music, it in front of the drums and shit. He's like, take that out. That, yeah. That shit is.
But them niggas
mad
fighting with
you. You gotta understand, though. These niggas grew up watching mad kung fu flicks and shit. So them niggas cinematography skills is retarded.
He's crazy too.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
RZA is a fucking genius, bro.
RZA is a fucking genius, bro. None of this shit... When I was on Kinkle, it was older men. I have a lot of... No homo, I miss them niggas though. They used to be doing type of play fighting we never did. Like, I never ran up on y'all niggas. Like, doing a
karate chop and shit like
word. And they used to say, yo, Rod, this is the Shaolin Temple. Like, basically, you can't do no bullshit. Shaolin Temple. I didn't know what none of this shit meant. Now I'm watching them like, okay, these old niggas.
They was fucking with the Wu-Tang shit.
This was a thing at one time.
Yeah, but shout out to that though. And my son Janelle is in that shit. Yeah, you can. My son Janelle in that shit. That shit fire though. I ain't gonna lie. Shout out to them. Y'all up to date? Y'all no, you don't watch it.
What?
Yeah, man.
No.
Shout out to Lamar.
Wu-Tang. You seen when RZA, he got him the other deal instead of Def Jam deal.
So what, I fucked him up at first.
Was he fucked up for that?
Nah, he had his best interest.
At heart.
Right.
I say the same thing.
That's what real niggas do.
At the time, that was genius. But it's still, like, that's
Did
your dream.
Did he make it to 20 years to get his shit back?
I don't think so.
He might have died.
I don't think so. That's the only way, that's the only reason why it's like, all right, because he ain't make it to the 20 years. But you're not going to think a nigga about to take, you know what I mean? Like,
nigga, I done had all kind of health issues. If it's the benefit is I'm going to get paid off in 20 more years, What Preem said, if you count me out, you can't count.
Yeah, but that was the a lot of people, rappers, period, wasn't doing shit like that back in the day. Like, yo, let me get my masters and shit 20 years later. You feel me? So he was a genius for that.
I'm trying to say,
niggas is- only just started doing that recently.
And first and foremost, when he, earlier in the series, he told him, I'm in charge of all the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Facts. So once you agree with that, you can't be mad at him. He did. He's in charge. He did what he said he wanted to do, man. And that's it.
Yeah.
He could be tight because he found his Dirty purpose. is a wild boy, and if you know his whole thing was I want to be Def Jam. Mm-hmm. So it's like, why the fuck would you? You know, this is my dream.
Like this.
Yeah, this is my dream. Why would you put me on some other label? I don't give a fuck about what they gonna do for me in 20 years. I want to live my life now. I want to be on Def Jam. Why would you put me on some other shit? You gonna put somebody else? Like, why would you do that?
I mean, listen.
That's why you don't allow me to make your decisions. Say that off the rip.
Hold on, that doesn't make sense. It would have to be the exact thing that happened in order for them to have this issue. So yeah, obviously you're in control to make the decision, which is why we have the issue. He said to him, yo, you ain't even talk to me about it. Because regardless if you know whatever and
should he have had a conversation with him?
Don't matter. He's gonna do what he want anyway.
Because I didn't say my answer, I agree with what RZA did and making the right decision for him, because it would be like arguing with a hard-headed nigga about some shit that he really ain't gonna get. So I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just saying, as far as ODB, and he's a wild boy. He don't give a fuck about none of that other shit. Let me live my life. Like, and see, I ain't even make it.
You know what I'm saying?
So I could have just let me live my shit. And I probably would have been different here. I could have went over there and got my music over there anyway. There could have been another way. You didn't have to make that decision for me. There could have been another way where I still would have got paid on Def Jam. And I still would have been able to, you know, maybe get a deal somewhere after and be able to feed my kids. So you didn't necessarily make the best decision for me.
ODB to me, from my observation, is that he's an individual like that you gotta be built to understand and know how to manage, my nigga. Cause he really was the definition of live your life to the fullest.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but that's how you're supposed to be. But because when you get knowledge, you wanna think further and be professional and think. But it's like he like the yin to the yang, bro. Like, yeah, you're supposed to be like RZA, but at the same time, you gotta enjoy your life.
So somewhere you gotta be in the middle.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, you need, like, if anything, learn from him, like, all right, cool. They probably learn the parameters of, like, I'm gonna enjoy my life, but maybe not that much, like how he did it, but.
But he gonna enjoy his life regardless.
Regardless, bro. And while you over here trying to be careful.
And last thing, if you ain't seen it yet, watch that Colin in Black and White. Yeah, that shit is fire, Colin, my Kaepernick. Nigga.
That shit
was kind of triggering for me.
Okay.
Because they had a part in there where
they wanted to cut his hair.
Facts. I'm watching that shit. That shit made me, I'm like, yo.
What that song?
Huh?
What that song?
That's on Netflix. Yo. Yeah, but I'm about to go get my braids back tomorrow, my nigga. Where tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see how that shit looked, though. But I'm going to get out of here. It's your boy Provolone Tom signing out.
It's your boy Roger. You heard?
Bobby Lowe, so
thanks.
Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck who don't. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me. Real niggas fuck with me, and I don't give a fuck who don't.
Being real, the greatest glory of life. Fake niggas never tell a story the same way twice.
Lil' real or die trying, it's still a victory, nigga.